to charge no tariffs on U.S. goods.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Former Monali Member of Parliament Mumbi Piri has expressed concern over the continued insults directed at Catholic bishops under the UPND administration. Speaking during Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat this morning, Mrs. Piri said these actions are taking place under the watchful eye of President Hakainde Hichilema. She has described it as unfortunate that a UPND official who insulted Bishop Alec Banda has not issued an apology to the Catholic Church. Mrs. Piri has criticized those attacking Catholic leaders, calling their actions unfair and disrespectful. She has added that President Hichilema should have publicly reprimanded the official who referred to Bishop Banda as Lucifer. Mrs. Piri has further urged the church in Zambia not to shy away from speaking out against the government when necessary.
When a chief executive officer like Batuke Menda can call our bishop, our shepherd, a Lucifer, it doesn't augur well to me as a Catholic. And it has never happened. Others could have done it, but not the way the UPND is doing. In my time, it's the first time I'm alive witnessing a church being locked up. In our language, but up to today, people like Honorable Batuke Menda has never apologized.
The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, MWDS, has confirmed the temporary shutdown of the Kafue raw water pump station in Chililabombwe following a suspected water pollution incident in the Kafue River. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, said the decision made in collaboration with Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited is a precautionary measure aimed at safeguarding public health while investigations into the suspected contamination are underway. Ms. Nzovu has stated that initial observations revealed unusual turbidity in the raw water supply, prompting immediate sampling and laboratory analysis. He said, although preliminary test results have not confirmed the presence of harmful contaminants, the minister noted that further detailed testing is ongoing in partnership with regulatory bodies and independent laboratories to determine the source and nature of the potential pollution. He has reassured the public that MWSC is currently supplying water from underground dewatering operations, which has been tested and confirmed safe for both consumption and daily use, and enhanced monitoring protocols have been put in place to ensure the continued safety and reliability of the water supply. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka has emphasized the vital role presidential advisors play in advancing national development by working closely with government agencies and private sector stakeholders to fast-track the implementation of development programs. Mr. Hamasaka has stated that limiting the scope of engagement by presidential advisors would undermine their advisory function and hinder Zambia's development agenda. He has described the role of presidential advisors as dynamic and action-oriented, requiring active oversight, continuous engagement, and a strong commitment to turning presidential directives into measurable results. In a statement, Mr. Hamasaka has also raised concerns over persistent challenges within the civil service, noting that entrenched bureaucracy, administrative lethargy, and resistance to change among some officials pose serious threats to the government's efforts towards transformative governance. He has acknowledged progress in reducing bureaucratic delays, highlighting that the time required to secure investment licenses for job-creating projects has dropped to under 3 months, down from more than 2 years, making Zambia more attractive to investors. Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe has blamed the UPND government for the United States' decision to withdraw $50 million in medical aid, calling it a self-inflicted scandal caused by corruption and dependency. He said the crisis is a moral indictment of a leadership that has failed to protect public health systems from systematic theft. Speaking during a press briefing, Dr. Membe has warned that Zambia's reliance on foreign donors is not development but disempowerment, leaving the nation begging while leaders misuse resources. He said his government will allocate 20% of the national budget to health and introduce strict anti-corruption measures, including digital tracking and community oversight. He has added that the Socialist Party would also invest in local pharmaceutical production, rural health infrastructure, and train more health workers.
This decision was not taken lightly. It follows what the USA has described as an inadequate response by the Zambian government to systematic theft in our public health system. This announcement is not just a diplomatic issue. It is a moral indictment, a harsh but honest reflection of the deep rot in our healthcare system and the public institutions. It is shameful that the Zambian government is more concerned about diplomats and the protocol, and not the corruption that has been exposed.
And Party Secretary General Dr. Cosmas Musumali has stressed that it is sad the country is being run by individuals who cannot be trusted to protect the people's most basic rights.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has reported a 19.3% surge in Zambia's equity market during the first quarter of 2025, with market capitalization increasing to 257.8 billion kwacha from 216 billion kwacha in the previous quarter. Speaking during the first quarter press briefing, SEC Chief Executive Officer Philip Chitalu have attributed the growth to strong performance in key stocks. Mr. Chitalu has also highlighted a rise in collective investment schemes, CIS, with assets under management, AUM, increasing by 144.4 million kwacha to 3.1 billion kwacha, representing a 4.8% quarterly growth. He said over 160,000 new local investors were onboarded during the quarter, with 99% registering via mobile USSD platforms, underscoring the growing interest from retail investors and the effectiveness of digital distribution channels. Mr. Chitalu adds that the quarter closed with 955,825 investors, and the equities markets closed at 64,983 investors. Collective investment schemes closed with 890,594 investors, and corporate bond market closed with 248 investors.
The number of trades in the secondary market for government securities were 1,729 trades, compared to a particular number which my colleague is still compiling for 2024. In terms of how the markets have been faring, and with respect to the help that we get from you, we can only grow and develop this market. So financial literacy and